I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And since it's just high expectation day, kids are going crazy, I'm sure, because it is Christmas Eve.
They're probably being on their best behavior today.
They better be, because Santa Claus is coming. And I know some people have had their Christmases, and some people are doing Christmases later. But today is still a really special day for many, many reasons. Mm-hmm. And I know many people will be going to Christmas Eve services, perhaps early ones, perhaps midnight. I mean, it's just a really special, special time for a very special reason. So whatever you're doing, we certainly wish you well for today on Christmas Eve day. But another part of all of this are all of the family memories that kind of come flooding in from when you were a child or when you got married or other kinds of family happenings. And so you're going to share some of those memories that you receive from people.
Yes, yes. It was so fun to gather these memories. Many of them were similar from family to family, and then it revolved around food, especially around sweets, candy, and cookies. And even a listener named Jackie said that Mom and I bake cookies together and we'd sing Christmas carols while baking cookies. And then her grandmother would make homemade pecan rolls and the biggest plate of homemade cookies she had ever seen. Now, Kay, another listener, had said that, all the delicious caramels, peanut clusters, and fudge that Mom would make for the holidays that would be just so memorable to her. And I can relate with that even in the food end, because we talked about Christmas Eve, and as I was growing up, our Christmas Eve service was at 5 o'clock, and so that was a rush for Dad to get all the chores done and to be able to get to church and back home. Well, then meanwhile, Mom would have a pot of chili simmering on the stove, and she always had chili for our Christmas Eve meal because we could clean up the dishes quickly and get to the business of opening gifts. That's when we opened our presents.
So the kids said, okay, let's go for this. Mm-hmm. Did she make cinnamon rolls to go with the chili?
No, she didn't. Is that been a tradition?
Me, but I know this is, it's sort of a newer thing, but like at schools, they're serving chili and cinnamon rolls.
Interesting.
For some people, they just think that's the greatest combination, so that's why I ask.
Well, our cinnamon roll experience would have been Mom made her cinnamon roll dough, and then we shaped it, the slices, into a form of a Christmas tree. And there were always two of them, one that my sister would decorate and one that I would decorate it. Oh, was that ever fun to be able to be creative with all those sprinkles. We never really did much with frostings. It was just the decorative, the variety of decorative sprinkles and the red hot candies and those little silver draggies.
Oh, yes.
how expertly I would try to place those so that they look like lights on a tree.
Every light on the tree, yes.
But that was hard to do with my little fingers. But it was our own unique creations.
And so did you share those with other family members outside of your family, or was this just kind of for you? And
we would have one on Christmas morning then. That would be our breakfast along with fresh sliced oranges, and that was a treat because those were expensive. We didn't get oranges very, very often, and Christmas morning was one of those times. And then the other Christmas tree we shared with our grandparents.
Fun. And they I'm sure they admired them.
Well, I think so. They enjoyed them. We did it year after year anyway.
Okay. So great memories. Do you hear from anybody else with some maybe unusual kinds of things?
Well, we talk about food items, but also there are traditions with the Christmas tree and acquiring the Christmas tree. This gal lived in Alaska for a number of years, and she said, I don't know if it's my favorite memory, but it's a memory, dragging a sled while tromping through the muskeg in southeast Alaska to find the far from perfect but soon to be ours Christmas tree, usually a shore pine. And this type of pine does not look like a traditional Christmas tree. Now, I didn't research that to see what it looked like. Most often, my husband would need to plug the tree or add branches that had been cut off from the bottom of the bad side. The one side, which was not as attractive as the others, of course, in nature, everything's not always perfect, to make the tree symmetrical, but only symmetrical on three sides because that one side was
went
pushed
against the wall,
right?
Thank goodness.
So anyway, that's what she remembered. And so many of these people, listeners who wrote to me said that church was a very important part of their Christmas activities, whether it had been Christmas Eve service or even Christmas Day. It was part of what was all combined together along with food and other traditions. And really, why are we celebrating that holiday if it isn't for Christ?
Need to remember the purpose. Yes.
That's right. Thinking back to our Christmas and when our children were young, we did a lot in making Christmas cookies together with the girls. And that was a warm, wonderful time. Our kitchen just always seemed to get cozier when the girls and I were rolling out cookie dough and visiting, and I would find out even more about what was going on in their lives just by being in that atmosphere with them. And it's nice if you look upon Christmas in that way, it's to draw closer together with your children, an accolade for you and a gold star for you, because those memories are what are etched in hearts year after year after year, and will come back, and your children will say, Mom, do you remember when we did this and how fun it was?
And it may surprise you, because to you at the moment it might not have been that important because you have a lot more experiences, but it's something they bring back. And, you know, I think we've said this before, really special at Christmas time, but those times in the kitchen are important all year long because, as you say, opens up conversation, things that you may never find out otherwise, but everybody's feeling comfortable, and it's a great conversation time whenever you're there.
Yes, yes. And one thing I did find out when I asked our daughters to send me their favorite Christmas memories was that they would always, and they were little sneaks, when Fred and I would be in bed, they would already have their plan made out, how they were going to sneak down the hallway and just check out what was under the Christmas tree after Santa had been there. And they did, and those little stinkers would open up the ends of the packages to find out.
They went so far as to do some opening.
Yes.
They could not wait till morning.
And now I find out how quietly they crawled on their hands and knees down the hallway to the living room.
Don't you wish you had a picture of that?
Oh, yes. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. I'm glad that they had that so favorable activity in their minds. And it's fun for me to know about that.
You bet. It's not always parents want to know what their kids did that they didn't know about, but that's a fun one for sure.
And of course, you know, when we talk about the giving of gifts, this is a time of year when we give gifts of food to so many folks. And one of our traditions in our home is that my sister always makes homemade caramel rolls and sends them to us. And that's a wonderful tradition that we have and follow through with now of eating those and enjoying those on Christmas morning.
And that's so special because it's not like you couldn't make those.
Yeah. Yes.
But they're from her.
Yes, that's
and
right.
She makes the effort to get them packaged up and sent to you.
That's
Sam,
right.
I'm thinking of you.
And she has a marathon baking day. Normally, she's not a baker, doesn't get into that much anymore. She's quite the artistic seamstress. But for her to have this marathon baking day and bake her rolls and uses Mom's recipe for that and then sends them out to wherever they don't live in this area. And so it does take an effort on her part to do that. Packaging food for shipping is not always the easiest thing to do. And especially if you're not set up to it. And so it's very appreciative to get a handmade gift from someone that is a food item.
Now, we've talked mostly about candy and cookies and now sweet rolls, the pecan rolls and caramel rolls. But are there any main dish kinds? Did anybody reply in any kinds of main dish or main meal kinds of things?
Yes, yes. One gal was talking about, well, this was my former neighbor, Marge. She said now that their family has grown so big, it's very difficult to get everybody together. But they do get together on Christmas, and after they go to church, they kind of gotten away from doing so much with the gifting, but they do enjoy some food items, including her meatball chowder. And she did send the recipe. Yeah, but
I've never heard of such a thing.
No, I know it. I know it. And more, also in our family, I do a crescent roll that, I got out of one of those little grocery store checkout counter Pillsbury cookbooks, those little paper ones, paperback ones, which I just absolutely love when they used to do those. And it's for a very easy overnight crescent roll dough. And so now
Mentioning meatballs, I have to mention a recipe that I got from Marianne Moorman that I made, and it's more an appetizer kind of thing, but I passed it on to my sister. Mm-hmm. Now her entire family demands that Carol bring those meatballs.
Yes.
So it's passed on in different ways.
Yes.
So enjoy your time with all of your memories, and we want you to come back and see us on the website.
Yes, please do at kjan.com. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVonna Miss Nini. And for this particular show, the podcast will be there in case you would like to hear our chatter again. And oh, please have a very wonderful, wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas Day celebration. And we will be very excited to be back in touch with you next Saturday. Now remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.